Welcome to Novel Spotlight, the podcast where published fiction writers are interviewed to gather their insights and writing lessons so we can use them to make ourselves better and more effective writers. There are just three things I ask of you, if appropriate to you and your experience. Please subscribe, please click on the like button, and please share this program link with any family members, friends, or colleagues who might be interested or benefit from the content. Now, on with our program. Hey, this is Mike Consul. Thank you for joining me. In this episode, I'm going to share some insights, some writing insights from three accomplished novelists, Anna Petoniak, Jamie Attenberg, and the late, great Susan Sontag. From Anna, I will read an excerpt from her blog post, a recent blog post. From Jamie, an excerpt from her newsletter titled Craft Talk. And from Susan Sontag, an interview that was recently republished by the Paris Review. Starting with Anna Petoniak, she's the author of the New York Times-reviewed novel Our American Friend. She will be a guest on the program in late April. I'm scheduled to interview her on April 27, probably have that podcast up on April 28. And again, this is from a blog post that she published on her website, which you can subscribe to, by the way. And here's what Anna Petoniak had to say, and I quote, "You've probably noticed that I write a lot about my devotion to certain daily habits, meditation, exercise, fresh air, and so on. I try to get at least a little of each of these things every day. There are days when these boxes don't get checked, and that's fine. Life happens. But on those days, I can feel the difference. And if I get several of those days strung together, that's when I really start to notice it. The same goes for my daily writing habit. I left my publishing job over 3 years ago. And in those years, I've come to discover what works for me. I've always been a morning person. I'm one of those people who can't wait to go to bed because I'm generally so excited about the cup of coffee that awaits me in the morning. Back when I was working full-time, I typically woke up at 6 a.m. and was at my desk by 6:30 a.m. But these days, blessedly, the mornings are more leisurely. I'm aware of how lucky I am to not be punching a clock, not to have the rhythms of my life dictated by a corporate schedule. And yet, too much freedom can drive a person bananas. At a certain point over the last few years, without really intending for this to happen, I developed a rule for myself. On weekdays between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., I am writing. I have my butt in the chair at the desk, and in doing that, I am erecting a firm barrier between myself and the real world, dropping into the parallel universe of fiction. There are exceptions to this, of course. On Tuesday mornings, I work a volunteer shift at the community kitchen, which interrupts those hours, but I treasure that interruption. It fills an important part of my soul, and occasionally, I just have to play hooky and have lunch with a friend, because that too fills an important part of my soul. These are all good reasons to miss the writing, and I've learned not to feel guilty about them. But if I don't have a good reason, then I am like a salmon in the springtime, moving instinctively upstream towards the place where I am genetically programmed to be, at my desk." End of quote from Anna Petoniak. Again, she is the author of a new and pretty well-received novel. New York Times gave it a great review. She'll be a guest on the program in late April. The name of that novel, again, is Our American Friend. Think in terms of political intrigue. From Jamie Attenberg, this is from her February 24th Craft Talk newsletter. And as you know, I highlighted on the podcast recently Jamie's memoir that came out just recently, very well received, and I recommended it. It was a great read, and the life of a writer, brightly illustrated. So she wrote, and I quote, "If you are feeling like you can't get any work done this morning, or this week, or this month, I am here to tell you that you absolutely can. Even if the work isn't forthcoming at this exact moment, it will happen again sometime soon. Not every moment of our lives is meant to be productive in a quantifiable way. I know this to be true. I have seen it time and again in my own life. When I think I am not doing any work at all because I can't see evidence in the form of a word count. There's no way I am moving forward right now, I think, because, hello, I am obviously sitting still. A good thing to remember is that our process takes many forms. Reading a book is part of that process, exchanging ideas with a writer friend, or an advisor of some kind as part of the process, researching a time in history, listening to music you think your character might like. I've spent hours searching vintage clothing online that I thought a character might wear, taking long walks to clear my head as part of the process, those morning stretches, that 35-minute jog at dusk, meditation, a chicken scratch idea on a post-it note that doesn't go anywhere at all. Even if you never look at that note again, it can be part of your process. End of quote. Notice that both Anna and Jamie mentioned meditation. That's a subject I want to do a future podcast about, the use of meditation in writing. But there you have Jamie talking about the process, that there's so many different elements to the process. It's so many different components. And we often think of those as unproductive time. Now, we could also use them as an excuse for procrastination. We don't want to do that either. As Anna said, we want to be the kind of person who is genetically programmed to be at our desk and working. Now on to Susan Sontag, an American writer, filmmaker, philosopher, teacher, and political activist. She mostly wrote essays, but also published novels. She published her first major work, an essay titled Notes on Camp, in 1964. The Paris Review just republished an interview they did with Susan Sontag years ago. It's a long interview. I'm going to read just a handful of excerpts that I think you'll find interesting and instructive. One of those questions is, did you always want to be a writer? And Susan Sontag's answer, and I quote, "I read the biography of Madame Curie by her daughter, Eve Curie, when I was about 6. So at first I thought I was going to be a chemist. Then for a long time, most of my childhood, I wanted to be a physician. But literature swamped me. What I really wanted was every kind of life, and the writer's life seemed to be the most inclusive." Next question from the interviewer, how does something get started for you? Susan Sontag's response, it starts with a sentence, with phrases, and then I know something is being transmitted. Often, it's an opening line, but sometimes I hear the closing line instead. The interviewer asks, how do you actually write? Susan Sontag's reply, I write with a felt tip pen or sometimes a pencil on yellow or white legal pads, that fetish of American writers. I like the slowness of writing by hand. Then I type it up and scrawl all over that and keep retyping it, each time making corrections both by hand and directly on the typewriter until I don't see how I can make it any better. Up to 5 years ago, that was it. Since then, there is a computer in my life. After the second or third draft, it goes into the computer, so I don't retype the whole manuscript anymore, but continue to revise by hand on successive hard copy drafts from the computer. The interviewer then asks, is there anything that helps you get started? Susan Sontag's reply, reading, which is rarely related to what I'm writing or hoping to write. I read a lot of art history, architectural history, musicology, academic books on many subjects, and poetry. Getting started is partly stalling by way of reading and of listening to music, which energizes me and also makes me restless, feeling guilty about not writing. The interviewer's next question is, do you write every day? And Susan Sontag replied by saying, no, I write in spurts. I write when I have to because the pressure builds up and I feel enough confidence that something has matured in my head and I can write it down. But once something is really underway, I don't want to do anything else. I don't go out. Much of the time I forget to eat. I sleep very little. It's a very undisciplined way of working. I think a lot of writers will find what Susan Sontag said really encouraging in terms of how she writes in spurts. It's not necessarily an everyday thing, but it very much falls into line with what Jamie Attenberg was talking about, which is there's a process, and along the way it accumulates. And by Susan Sontag's telling of it, it also creates a buildup of pressure and a buildup of confidence. Confidence that convinced her that something had matured in her head and she was ready to begin writing it down. I hope you found some insights and hopefully some inspiration in what I just read from these three authors. That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. Ciao for now.